Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Boys right. Will be boys.
I knew you were going to do that.
Bad boys. Boys will be boys. Bad boys. Bad boys.
Why are you like swinging a dick?
That's what I it am. Looks I'm dancing like. Around. Y'all, that's in our head today. You know why?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just in my.
It's stupid when you can't come up with a reason.
We're delirious.
We are. It's been a long week already. What? And it's fucking Tuesday.
It's. You know, I thought it was Thursday. I started to take my trash out this morning.
Well, it's like, what is that from 30 Rock? And he's like, oh, thank God it's Friday. Or Tina Fey. She's like, Lemon, it's Tuesday.
Lemon, it's Tuesday.
That's what I feel like.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
I mean, y'all, it's hot. And when it's hot
it's
in Los
real
Angeles,
hot.
Poodle and I don't do well at all.
It's real hot. It was 99 today.
It
We've
was
got the air conditioning running, and it's like 9 o'clock.
And Poodle keeps saying, we shouldn't have the air conditioner on this late. We don't need it. I'm like, yes, we fucking do.
It's pretty bad. I don't deal well with the heat.
You know what? I'd like
I wilt like a hothouse flower.
It's true. And I tell Poodle, I tease him and say he acts like a bitch in the heat, but so do I.
Yeah, I know. I let you have that
My
one.
Boyfriend comments on it quite when he's, he does, it's like a circle or like a, it's like a, what are you doing?
I'm trying to move my computer.
It's like a daisy chain, except without sex. Poodle gets hot and I run from Poodle and then I go home and my boyfriend goes, you're hot. I'm going to go in the bedroom.
Good.
Anyway, welcome to 90 Day Gaze.
Welcome to
90
Day Gaze.
This
is the inaugural episode
yes.
of The Other Way, season 2. And you guys, we're recapping, for those of you on our Gatreon, we are recapping season 1 of The Other Way currently on our Gatreon
we
at
are.
The $5 level.
We just got to the episode, we're at episode 5 this week, and we're just at the episode where, y'all, we're going to start talking about anal.
Jihoon and Devin.
We just met them.
We did not see them. I was like, we're going to be talking about anal. I'm like, have you been reading my tweets?
Have I been reading your cam messages for Piano Cat 77?
Piano Cat 77. Y'all don't come at Piano Cat 77 after 9 p.m., okay?
She's not okay.
Mm-hmm. You're going to need to have your age verified.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And deposit $50.
Mm-hmm.
Cha-ching! Just a Bitcoin. I don't know. Is that what that is? Is that what you do? Do you use Bitcoin for porn? That's what people use it for, right?
I think
right?
you do.
Okay.
Or for child labor.
Selling gold bars.
Gold bars, child labor, sex trafficking.
Interfering with other governments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Good things.
Good. Just checking.
Good. Yeah, because as Yolanda said, and they wanted me to pay them with Bitcoin.
I'm not fooling you with Bitcoin.
Oh.
Okay, y'all. We're actually very glad to be starting this season because the human garbage that has been littered with Before the 90 Days season 4 is almost past us.
It's
we have
true.
One more fucking tell all to do. They've stretched it out so much.
We literally just before this, we did a crossover with Kim and Kyle at Cray Cray, y'all, which is going to drop on Thursday. And we talked about the tell-all, but then we also talked about how all four of us were so excited to see just people in love. Just people, in which, by the way, that
And not people scamming each
yes,
other.
That episode's going to drop. So we're going to put it on our Gatreon, however.
The crossover episode between Kim and Kyle. Cray-Cray,
but Cray-Cray. We're going to put it as a free public. So it won't show up your normal feed. We'll post it all on social media and stuff, but you can listen to it on your desktop. You can listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it on the Patreon app, but it's totally free. We're just putting it. That's what they're doing, so we're going to do what they do and just put it in there.
And sorry if you hear my phone beeping. It is because we have food being delivered, and of course I have friends wanting to talk to me right now.
Why don't you put it on silent and then just turn it over so you'll see it?
I'm trying to do that, but I don't always see it.
Do you want me to do it? I see it.
You can always fix something, don't you? Let's just talk about some more announcements.
Do we have more announcements?
Yes, we have all what we just talked about smothered and fucking
oh, God,
all that
so
garbage.
Much.
So I put on our Patreon poll today or yesterday of an idea we had because we've been doing Fox's Labor of Love for our $5 Patreon. And frankly, the show sucks.
It's bad.
Christy sucks. The guys suck. Kristen Davis doesn't know where she is.
It's not good.
That bad, like, person in a bear costume sucked.
That interior decorating, it sucks.
It's bad. The show's bad. Here's the thing. We thought we were going to jump from that show to TLC's Smothered, which is an equally offensive show
but
for
it's
a different
good.
Reason.
It's good.
I despise
I love it.
It.
I love it.
And you all obviously want me to be in pain. So
it's
you all,
so good.
I was actually shocked by the responses of when I said, I'll see you in hell. Someone's like, see you in hell, poodle.
See you in hell, poodle.
Can't wait to watch you burn.
But we did that poll and we had.
It's kind of an obvious.
750 votes total and 118 wanted to not jump to.
Yeah.
Not jump to Smothered, and they wanted to keep Labor of Love. And 632 said, fuck that shit, let's see Smothered.
Well, here's the thing. I think the 100-something is those people did want.
We got to thinking about
Labor
it.
Of Love.
Some people joined our Gatreon
yeah,
to watch
so
that show.
We are
so
going
fair
to
is fair.
Continue on with Labor of Love.
So we're
going
to do fucking
and
both.
Do Smothered.
Because it's a fucking pandemic, and y'all need content. We're probably not going to be able to get to Smothered and catch up on that until probably next week.
Yeah, but we're going to start in on that. I watched the most recent episode and woo!
It's good.
No, it's not. That's not the word I would use.
It is to me. It's so good.
I would use the word abject, which means I recoil from it.
So anyway, y'all, check that out. That's coming.
The bottom line here is at Smothered is going to be moving from... Smothered is going to be one of our limited series binges
yes.
at the $5 level that it will still be at the Bi-Curious $8 level. We will also put it in the $5 tier. But we will also be doing for our brand new Don't Pull Over tier, we will be doing a new Bi-Curious episode
Just this month. Because we feel
so
like...
So we'll be doing two. So you guys need a little bit more if we're taking that away.
We feel like, yeah, if we're putting that down the 5 hour, we're going to do...
we don't know yet.
We're
going to
do
talk
an episode
about it.
There. We think we know. We're
we
just
think we know.
See.
I need to clarify.
Anyway, let's talk too much about the Patreon because I don't want some people to come and... Y'all talk too much about the Patreon before the show and I just get to it.
I wasn't sure a lot of them were from Mississippi, but that's
okay.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Anyway, we just needed to say that, though.
That's all we wanted to say. And
all right, let's jump on.
I'm excited. Yeah, let's jump into the show, everybody.
Toe, y'all. Season 2 of Toe.
Episode one.
Which was a 2-hour.
It's normally going to be an hour.
Yeah. Thank the Lord, baby Jesus above.
I really do like it when they do an hour. It's just enough.
Yeah. It's more than enough. So, y'all, we come up to Yazan, who even knows? And he's 24 from Jordan. He's hot.
I'm ready for the shirtless picture.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen that
yet. He's cute. Beautiful eyes.
He's very cute.
He's the oldest of his siblings. And then his fiance, Brittany. Whew. Yeah, I'm going to see there's going to be some... Let's just say there's going to be some fish out of water experiences from Brittany. Brittany is a girl from Florida.
She is from Florida.
From 26, from Palm Beach. She's an aspiring rapper, an aspiring model, and she does not like people to tell her what to do.
She does like to do Instagram by model. Y'all, I mean, I guess you can be an Instagram. Let's see. Does she have a following
on social media? She has to. They all do.
But
unless you're baby girl Lisa.
Where did it become that you can just do a fucking, you can dance in front of a motorcycle with a jumpsuit and your fucking house shoes on.
And your adult braces.
And it's...
I'm not going to let go of that one.
And it's a photo shoot.
Those are going to make an appearance later, you guys.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, things about Brittany, a couple qualities she would put in her dating profile. She's adventurous. She's a Barbie. She's a 7-layer cake, whatever the fuck that means.
When she said that she was a Barbie, that's not, y'all.
Yo, it's not great when you infantilize yourself as a doll.
I can't find her Instagram. That is not good.
Okay, we're going to pause for just a second because we're going to go get my food, and then we'll come right back. Okay, we're back. Just a little break.
Pause to eat, and in the midst, a homeless man or a person experiencing homelessness started screaming at this guy, called his phone. There might be a police helicopter. We don't know what's happening.
The dog downstairs was losing its shit.
Suddenly I hear brrr, 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 and Piano Cat 77 starting to blow up because it's past 9 p.m.
I know. You know the rules. I got to go to my public.
So let's talk about Brittany. So Brittany, I feel like, here's my thing. We've already talked about it being a Barbie. She said she's a 7-layer cake. Poodle, what does, when someone says that they are a 7-layer cake, what does that mean?
They're very full of themselves.
Okay.
One of my favorite descriptions of Brittany is she does not like to be told no.
So
this is going to really work out well going to Jordan.
Going to
a place with, let's just say, besides religious rules, where she may not, she may, as a woman, may not have a lot of the same rights she has.
Which, in our crossover cray-cray, because Kim fucking educated us.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Jordan's actually, apparently, there's parts
much
of Jordan
much more progressive.
Much more progressive. It's not like Aladdin. And so she said, I hope they don't make it out to be like that, because it is much more progressive. But still, even in that way, just coming from being an American woman...
Yeah.
It's going to be a culture shock.
Yeah, she'll have to probably not show as much skin as she was in her rap video.
And I wanted to ask you, speaking of, how popular are female rappers in Jordan? Is she just going to film it all and then just put it out in the U.S. but not tour in the U.S.?
That's a good question.
Because
it's a really good question.
If we're thinking about from her rap career, probably this isn't the best move.
I don't think that. I think this is a career killer. I think that's what I would call it.
I don't.
It's going to be interesting.
I don't.
I also ask, how many female rappers are there with adult braces?
I mean, adult braces don't bother. That really bothers Poodle.
It doesn't bother me. It just, for her as, I get you can have like, have a grill on your teeth,
mm-hmm.
but adult braces is kind of takes all your street cred away.
Well, maybe it does. You know, that's when you were able to get them. But yeah,
how
she should get the rubber bands around them, like I used to get, that are like blue and pink.
I'm just saying it's kind of like having a wrapper with like a therapeutic back pillow. It's kind of the same.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I think it turns out, you guys, Brittany, God, it's funny to say this. She got into a relationship with a tough guy. She was raised by her single dad.
Daddy's girl, which
yeah, no shit.
She was probably spoiled.
Red flag.
Probably spoiled.
Yeah. So she prefers, after her relationship kind of ended when she was 17, she prefers dating men who were more, she describes it, subtle.
Subtle.
Translation there is older.
Older.
And probably had money. I think she basically said, she goes, and the subtle men preferred my braces.
They preferred her braces.
I guess when they make you look 16.
Maybe one of the subtle men paid for them.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I'm not going to speculate, but
no,
who knows?
Maybe not. But she dated someone who was, she said, 83, 84, 85.
85.
And this is when I paused my TiVo and I yelled out to the ether of the universe, this is what Jake Anthony should have done, and he squandered away his youthful ass on fucking hipsters who read poetry and can't afford shit.
Well, thank you for reading me for that. But look, she's not happy, so she moved on. So this is the cautionary tale.
Yeah. Just saying.
Anyway, guys,
we could be doing this in a studio with an actual producer.
Paid for by my rich husband's money. God rest in peace. Rest in peace, God.
Instead of a window unit, we'd have an air conditioning room.
And instead of a dog downstairs, it would be a security guard.
Yeah.
So she was visiting her friend, visiting her sister, I'm sorry. And she was her sister's neighbor, who was from Jordan. And she just saw this really hot guy on chatting. Then they fell in love first sight, you know, that kind of thing.
I kind of thought that was a cute way to meet somebody.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
At least they're not meeting online, you know.
Like you're literally walking and you see someone, but in the
it's
video
not like
chat.
Ed's sex tourism or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Well, let's not forget him.
So she...
And Yazan, how to say his name again?
Yazan.
He has a medical engineering degree.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's still working at his father's fish market.
Yeah.
And she kind of, I do think she loves him. She's like, he's not rich. I mean, but he did fly her over there.
I think she's infatuated with him. I don't know.
I don't think she knows anything about
love.
No. Maybe.
Well, look at the track record. Let me just bring this up. 17, she got married really quickly.
She's only 17.
Then she went to dating older men.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Do you see the correlation of this? Everything is extremes. You can't. So what she thinks is love, I think, is infatuation.
It's. I think, yes. Yes, I think that. I think she is. It's interesting because you're like, okay, you were raised by your father. You had a male. You know, this is why some people say, well, if you have a positive male figure, then you are better with relationships. If you're a woman and you're dating a man.
I think that's all lip service.
There's reasons for all of that. There's truth to that, but it's a lot of other factors. And for her, I feel like it's. I think it's the intention, and that I'd be interested to see how long our long-term relationships were.
Yeah, I think everything.
I bet
is,
she gets bored.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Everything is kind of new.
Yeah,
and someone from Jordan is really out there,
and it's interesting, and he's hot, and they probably fucked real well when she was over there.
Yeah.
And also, y'all, we've been this. Have you had that summer fling or that guy you fucked around with for like a week or two, and then you thought, you know what? Let's date. Let's make this a real thing and get to know each other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Poodle's confused. But so
what is this date?
She went over there for vacation, y'all. That is way different than fucking moving to a place.
Yeah, it's like Tania's vacation in South Africa.
Yeah.
When her woohoo girl phase all the way through the bars in South Africa.
I'm still mad that we had to sit and watch that fucking tattoo ceremony during that wedding. Anyway, y'all. So
we're going to get plenty of them on Happily Ever After coming up.
She is. So anyway, she's... I just think that she is... It's not going to go well.
Yeah, and then the fact pretty that, fair like, prediction.
She doesn't deal in reality.
No, you're right.
She's... Think about this. She does all this YouTube stuff, all this modeling. She wants to be a rap star.
Yeah, it's about perception.
Her rap wasn't that good.
No.
No, it wasn't that good.
I'm not really an aficionado, but I didn't really think it was good.
But we know the difference of, like, whenever we watched that Drag Race episode and Nicki Minaj just started freestyle rapping and we both went, what? Because it was amazing.
It wasn't great.
This was not great. So I'm just saying there's all these factors, and as soon as he starts to, when they have video chat and they're talking about being fucking Muslim.
Well, he said he wants her to convert.
Wants her to convert, and she's like, well,
your beard is so cute.
Yeah.
And he does say, come on, babe, Islam is good. It's a good conversion tactic. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's like, Scientology is awesome. Islam
talk
is
about,
so
hey
good.
Hey now, Islam all day.
Chuck it, Monfinande. So, the father.
We sang that in show choir too. Was that appropriate?
No, no.
Talk about, hey, Mon.
Did you just appropriate everything vaguely ethnic your show choir?
I didn't choose the music, I just chose the outfit. I was the one that decided all the guys
I'm
needed
sure
to wear.
I'm sure those were tasteful.
Oh, we all wore hammer pants. My mother made them.
Wow.
I had the baggiest hammer pants, black hammer pants, a black t-shirt, and then my neon vest. And half of it was green on one side, and the other half was pink. I chose all the color scheme.
Great.
You know.
And look where you are now.
Yeah.
So she's got a little bit. She's got a little bit of baby girl Lisa in her. She thinks that she's going to go to Jordan and decide what she wants to do, and because she thinks she wants to stay with Yazan, but they're not, even though they're not married.
Look,
so she's kind of flaunting that a little bit.
It's this idea that some of the Americans have on the before the 90 day of y'all. I'm all about people changing the world. I'm all about you wanting to move the needle. That's great. If you are a woman in parts of the world, your autonomy is taken away from you by the sheer fact that you are a woman.
And you have a vagina. And you don't
have
a penis.
You have a vagina and you don't have a penis.
It's so hard to change those cultural rules.
Especially when you're an outsider.
Yeah.
Going into those cultural
laws.
And many times that's done by insiders.
Yep. And when it's written into religious code.
So, good luck.
Good luck, Brittany.
Good luck, Brittany.
I want to.
You're such a bitch. Good luck, Brittany.
Good luck, Brittany. I will be there to watch you melt down, which will happen definitely.
Episode 3 at least.
Yep. So, we find out that she's even more concerned when she visits a random lawyer who the lawyer has a real laugh. We'll get this in a second. She's really worried that she's going to have to get married because guess what? She's not divorced.
And guess what? She forgot she was married.
My favorite line of the whole episode is, you know, I kind of forgot I was married.
I mean, Poodle, what are the things you've forgotten about?
I've forgotten a lot. I've forgotten someone's name mid-pummeling me. Mid-pummel. And by the end, I'm just like, grinder hookup guy, red hair?
Yeah, I've...
Donald?
I've forgotten someone was already inside me, and I asked another guy to come. I thought the road was open, because, you know, I'm numb down there.
Yeah. A constant epidural.
constant epidural.
We're going to get into epidurals later, too.
Ariel, so, just get fucked in the ass a lot like me. You'll feel nothing after, like, age 30.
That's what you can do, Ariel. If you're worried about epidurals during your pregnancy,
just get fucked
in the ass. You won't feel a thing. Your spinal just shut down.
Boonch.
So she can't get married because she's not divorced yet. And she forgot that she was married. It's hard to forget that you're married. But
actually, again, if Poodle was married to a rich older man and they summered in Capri, Poodle would forget he was married.
I would forget I was married when it benefited me, and then I would remember when someone was time to pay the check.
So exactly. So what's happening?
Where are you, my husband or not?
Where are you, beloved?
My husband would call me beloved.
Oh, for
beloved,
sure.
Beloved, where are you, beloved?
I'm right here, beloved.
Getting
would
closet.
You like to walk with me along the Sirocco?
Sure.
Sure thing. Can I bring a friend?
Can I bring a friend?
He's inside me right now.
He's stuck on my braces.
So, you guys, her first... God, I'm going to have a hard time getting this out. Her ex was giving her a hard time because he was deported by ICE from Haiti.
About 2 or 3 months
after their marriage. She didn't know.
She didn't know.
So obviously she didn't really ask a lot of questions. She basically, to the lawyer, how quickly can we get this done?
She's like, sure. And the lawyer...
Is there a form I can sign?
So this lawyer, what was her name?
Eh, who cares?
She needs to be the lawyer for every 90-day fiancé.
She was funny.
Because she was funny and she was real like... So are you going to tell him that you're married? Because you might want to tell him all this. And Brittany's like, yeah, I mean, maybe. I guess I can't make it that long. She's like, maybe tell them before
tell
you
them
go.
Tell them before you go.
And literally Brittany's response was, oh, really?
I also like when she's like, I mean, when in her confessional, she's like, I mean, we're probably talking about bigamy here. And the bitch laughed.
Put her on the telephone.
Oh. God, it was yes. Good.
So I think what we're seeing with Brittany, if we're doing our normal little, this sometimes a little analysis that Poodle and I like to do on these people, we'll see. That's what we should do. We should do a little like, what do they have in the beginning of the season? And then were we right at the end?
What do you mean, what do we have?
Like, what is like, where we said like Ash was a sociopath and we called it.
Well, I don't think we need to diagnose her.
We're not diagnosed, but I do feel like. There's, of course, I would have been wrong with Big Ed.
Yeah, you would have been.
Boy, that homeless man
people
out.
People are y'all still
can't hear
screaming.
Him, very angry. Anyway, I think Brittany's thing is, it's because it's baby, but the better word for it, I think she is, we talk about like Submit being a man child.
Yeah.
She's a woman child.
Yeah, she's a princess. Her dad's babied her whole life.
And I think that she's going to go over there and Yasin is not going to be like... Hey, I'm going to... Maybe he will be like, I take care of you because of his culture.
Well,
but.
She's going to want that, but she's going to be way out of her depth. She's going to have people come at her, and she needs to be... When she needs to be respectful to, she's not going to handle it well.
She's not going to handle it well, and also... I'm not saying this is true, but my father, Chelsea Marr, used to have a saying, Matthew, just remember, he who has the gold rules.
Okay. What does that mean?
He who makes the gold rules.
Makes the gold?
Meaning who makes the money rules okay. The house. My parents are divorced. My dad just went through his third one. So clearly, he's not great
he's
at that.
He's made a lot of great choices.
Great choices. But what I want to say is that archaic way of thinking...
Yeah.
Is in some countries, and even in America, but in some countries, that can be a control thing. If he thinks, mm-hmm. Well, I am making the money so you don't have to do anything, so you should wear what I would like for you to wear.
Possibly.
And possibly act like it's going to be a rude awakening, y'all.
I just think, you know, what we saw with Lisa and Usman of in Middle Eastern cultures, and women just have a lot less say in how they conduct themselves in
it's
these
true.
Cultures. Yeah.
It's very
women,
true.
American women in general are very much more opinionated.
They are.
Anyway, so should we move on to a familiar face?
Yes, let's actually take an actual commercial break now.
An actual break.
And we will be moving on in just 1 second.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Okay, y'all, it's Jillian Smith, Chicken Lady.
God,
we do call her the Chicken Lady because not that she looks like a chicken, but her voice kind of sounds like a chicken.
Smith.
When she gets really upset,
Smith. It wasn't going to work out. I don't think I'm going to answer.
You almost locked me at the airport, Smith. Bull.
Now, we're going to say this for you people that haven't listened to our Patreon. We love Jenny. And
we love her.
We like Smith. We love Jenny, though.
I feel like Jenny.
So she's a chicken, but
leading
we love her.
With her heart.
She literally does what Darcy
does. With my heart.
Lizzie with my heart. Try to stay strong.
I laid an egg.
Oh, go.
So Jenny's 52. She lives in Palm Springs. She's staying with her
62.
Oh, 62. Yes, sorry. She's staying with Dominique, her daughter. She's been sleeping on the couch for the last 5 months.
Yeah, that made me sad when she just got up off the couch. She doesn't have a place to stay.
We're not. I mean, we can if you want. I don't feel like maybe we
don't need to regurgitate all this.
Because I feel like some people are listening to our Gatreon and wanting to don't know it. So,
well, you guys.
Just so you know, there was some shit. She thought she was going over there. She had to come back.
Google it. Google's your friend.
Just Google it.
But anyway, Submit and Jenny were on the first season of The Other Way. And it was a lot of shit that went down. We'll be talking about it as we go through. But the long and the short of it was she was over there. She found out the big reveal was Submit was already married. It was an arranged marriage. She went back to the U.S., and this is where we find her.
But they didn't break up.
They did not break up.
They never broke up.
Yeah.
So this is where we find her. Jenny looks good.
She does.
She's been taking these fucking boxing classes with her daughter.
Like CrossFit or something. Yeah, with her daughter.
You know what? That made me wish.
And her daughter's wife.
I wish I had a lesbian daughter or like a lesbian sister because they will
they're
make
keeping her in shape.
They will make your ass work out. Where some gay guys really are hardcore breaking out, but we can always be bribed by brunch.
Yes, that's true.
Always.
So I like it when Christina is basically saying, we're gonna if he's not taking care of everything, we're going to have a problem with it.
Yes.
I like it how she's like, we're not going to let it happen. Because they're being really mama bear on this shit.
I think Jenny's kids kind of take care of her a little bit.
Yeah, she's
probably
parented.
Financially as well, as we'll learn. And so she also said, they told her, they said, look, we're not going to support this anymore. And Jenny tells him, she's like, well, Submit is getting divorced.
Submit's getting divorced.
And Christina brings up a good point. She was like, receipts.
Yeah, I need to see the paperwork.
You need to see all the paperwork. You can't just go by what Submit says and believe it. Because he originally catfished her.
Omitted several details. He originally catfished her. He sent her another picture that wasn't him.
Yeah.
And then he sent his regular picture. And Christina's kind of like, three strikes and you're out. I know you say third time's a charm. We see it as three strikes, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
thank God someone's looking out for her.
Well, thank God. So, but Jenny forgave him because Jenny's thing is he is giving up now.
They
so
do love
much.
Each other, you guys.
They do love each other.
I think so.
And he is giving up so much of his life. He's divorcing. He's moving out his parents.
Yeah, he's officially getting divorced.
He's paying $20,000
to his ex-wife's family.
It's a lot of money.
I think $40,000 actually. That's 40? The total.
I've had 20, he said, because I already paid
That was the
10.
First payment. That's all they had.
Oh, wow.
That's what I took anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
I got 20, and then the first payment was 10.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Again, don't come for us for truth.
Sometimes Poodle takes his feels right before he watches the show.
It's true. So, you guys, he basically is in, she's a little kind of sketched out because he's basically saying, yeah, I it's going to take a little longer to get divorced than I thought. She's like, but no, yeah, do that. It's going to take a long Submit.
Yeah, because he said it was going to take like 2 months. It's not. It's going to be like 6 months because also his wife, and I remember this coming out, she was saying that like Submit like abused her and all this stuff, which has been proven false. She's been saying all this negative shit about him because to get him in trouble or thrown in jail or whatever. Anyway, the whole point is she said, the wife said, pay me the money. Isn't it funny how when you pay people money, accusations just go away? Isn't that funny?
It is. It
happens worldwide, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's
how
amazing.
How much would someone have to pay you to make something go away?
Depends on what it was.
Murder. They murdered someone.
And I would have to not say anything?
Uh-huh.
Do I know the person they murdered?
Okay, let me preface this. They murdered someone that was terrible, so not a good person. Because I know you. If they murdered somebody like it was a good person,
I'd probably tell on them. But, I'd probably tell.
But if it was somebody like horrible,
oh,
I guess probably nothing. You probably would.
I'd be fine with it. Just desserts. That's the karma of the universe, y'all. Sometimes you just have to look the other way.
That's some
things get taken care of.
That's a Vicky
by the
Anthony.
Universe.
Vicky Anthony,
mother poodle.
Wow.
You go about mother poodle's Christian name. I've been trying to avoid it.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. So he was going to when he was on the phone with her. She's like, "Can I talk to your parents? Because I want to talk to them to find out if they're gonna support me when you're getting divorced." And the parents would not talk to her.
Wouldn't talk to her.
Yeah.
And at least that's what Sumit says. But I believe him. I think they probably didn't want to talk to her because he looked like he was about to shit his pants. Yeah. And she's like, go get him. So that's basically kind of where they are mostly in
well,
this.
And I want to point out when they do, Jenny goes and visits her old friend, the financial advisor.
Oh, no, I wasn't done. But yes. That's just kind of like the background and the history of all that.
Yeah.
So Jenny's going over there. She's like, I'm going with my eyes wide open and it's going to work out this time.
Yeah.
And
she
you know
does
what, y'all? They're going to be together. And if they make it, I might get a little teary because I love them. And I'm rooting for them.
I agree.
Say it.
And I said this on our crossover podcast. I kind of want them to go away from someplace that's neither of them call home. That they can kind of just make a new start. Like somewhere that's green. Yeah, mansion of our own. Matchbox of our own. Fish of real chain link. Part of the diamonds in the sea. A picture perfect.
We don't know the song.
An attract house of our own. Somewhere that's green. Bacock.
Somewhere I can lay an egg.
Anyway.
Do you see any grubworms?
So, Jenny does go visit the financial advisor.
Her friend, this poor man. And she's like, what am I going to do with this $6,000? He's like, $6,000?
Like, Jenny has no money, y'all. And she wants to get her Social Security early.
It's a big penalty if you do.
It's like 30%. Yeah. That is not a great thing to do.
No.
Especially when you're only going to get
like $600 a month.
Like $650. What's the normal amount people get for Social Security?
I have no idea.
Like $1,000 or something?
Maybe.
Hey, Siri, what's the average amount people get every month from Social Security?
Okay. I found this on the web for what's the average amount people get every month.
Well, that didn't really work.
I was going to say, if she answers this, I'll be thoroughly impressed.
She was like, 4,471. No.
So basically, she doesn't have that much expenses, but all of her expenses that she has in India is going to take all that $600.
She's going to have $75 left, and that's it.
Because he's not working, y'all.
Y'all, Brian, financial advisor, he does something that what adults called writing out a budget. Y'all, if you're in a place in life and you're just kind of like, I'm going to see if I have enough money for this.
Yeah.
That's probably not the best place to be.
No.
Get an Excel spreadsheet. Get a notepad, something. Write it out. Because that's really all he fucking does.
Right.
And she paid him to be a financial advisor. Just read a Susie Orman book. Like, that's
change your money now.
Wow, that's a really good Susie Orman.
I mean, tell me how much you're making this week, doll. I do lesbians well. And what is that, a Roth IRA you're paying into? What did I say? And you lent them money, and you're in your family? Ugh.
I think Susie Orman's going to have to make an appearance for this season.
Every time we talk about money, we'll bring in Susie Orman.
Well, I do want to talk about... Sumit has a conversation with
low-interest loans. Sorry.
Sumit has a conversation with his friends.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all,
okay.
It doesn't matter what they talked about.
These cricket friends are gorgeous.
They're fucking hot.
I would play hide the cricket paddle with any of them.
And that tall one, y'all.
His name is Nitin.
He's got a nice dick.
He can get it.
Oh, They get me
I'm
in
gonna have
that
to watch
threesome.
This scene for porn later. Fuck Ooh, camming. What Piano cat's gonna go silent.
What do you say in cricket? Score.
Or, I don't think that. I have no idea.
Fist me.
I hit a banger.
I just said fist me.
Yeah, probably not that.
That probably. Boop.
Anyway, so the friends are giving him shit about basically his father is helping pay the father-in-law.
So,
because Sumit has no money of his own.
It's confusing in that. So Sumit's parents don't.
Or was it confusing because you were staring at the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't pay attention.
Sumit, his parents don't approve of Jenny at all, and they are really upset by what he's doing.
But they love him,
but
and they're
still
trying
loving,
to.
Yeah. They want to support their son, which that's really sweet.
Yeah.
His friends are still baffled. Again, they're kind of like those friends that are late to the party. Like, wait, but she's 62. You're like, have it. And he's like,
no,
yes,
this
yes,
was, this
I've
was,
thought of it.
This was orchestrated by production.
I thought so,
we
too.
We needed more to say. And they're like, so Sumit's friends, ask them about Jenny and ask what your problems have. So wait, my favorite was the one that's like, so dude, she's overaged.
She's overaged.
She overaged. She's not going to be able to have children. He's like, that's fine. I don't want children. And they're like, what?
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Y'all, if people in your life don't want children, just say, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be shocked by it.
Or.
You don't have to be upset.
Yeah. You don't need to say, whoa. You don't want, or you don't have to convince them to have children. Or if your spouse doesn't want to have children, that's something you guys hopefully would talk about before you get married.
Unless you're Big Ed.
You just hope it'll go away.
Hope it'll go away.
That's Sumit.
That's Sumit.
That's Sumit and Jenny. Sumit.
Sumit.
What a good little Sumit.
Sumit.
Are we ready to talk about Kenneth?
Let's talk about
the gays.
Why waste your time? You know you're going to be mine. You know you're going to be mine. You know you're going to be done. Why waste your time? You know,
I'm going to get your baby.
And nobody's supposed to be here.
Unfortunately, these two gays are unlike any of the ones who would be at a club booty bumping and not drunk off their ass. But we still enjoy singing Ain't Nobody Supposed to Be Here. You can find songs like that on Poodle's Gay Club Glitter Mix on Spotlight or Spotify. Every little thing that I say and do among us, I'm thinking on you.
Time goes by so slowly.
Time goes by
so slowly. Add that to the Poodle's Gay Glitter Mix.
I should.
That is on Spotify. You should share that.
Oh, God. I'll never forget losing my shit to that song.
In the rage in front of a hot guy you were talking to. You said,
I gotta go dance this song. It's Madonna.
We were having a conversation, like something serious too, and he had like just put his hand like on my shoulder or something. And I was like, I'm like, what is this song? Oh my God, I gotta go dance.
That's his first mistake, y'all, because when I've seen Poodle in action and drunk, and I've seen him drunk in action. But the way to get Poodle, if you want to know where his button is, he really likes it when men stick their hands down his butt, the back of his pants.
I don't like it. It just happens.
You coo like a cat. Are you doing a dog when you rub the back of their butt above their
tail?
I
do kind of do that.
And they kind of just back up into it.
And then I'm like, then I'm just like throwing my head back.
Yeah, just
like a dog.
Licking the air with your tongue out like a dog does. That's what he does, y'all.
Where were we?
Kenneth. Kenneth is from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Y'all, he's 57 and remarkably well-preserved,
and
as we say in Los Angeles.
And people are freaking out about how young he looks. He does look good.
I will say, you guys, Kenneth has a couple of things going for him here. He has fair skin, and he's kept out of the sun.
Can't go on the
sun. Number one. He's started good skincare early, you can tell.
Most gay men do.
Also, he had a little bow. He's had a little bow in his forehead.
He might have had a light forehead lip, but I don't think so.
The other thing he's got going for him that really ages him down, you guys, is that huge Bart Simpson.
that kind of faux hawk.
Yeah, it looks
going on there.
Yeah, it makes him look young.
Makes him look really young and fun and full of cum.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. as Oprah says, as you mature, you should go lighter with your hair color.
Yeah.
Because actually, that's why, like, Gay Jeffrey, his hair looks gross because he dyes it so dark.
Yeah, Jeffrey's 40-something. Jeffrey looks 50.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because that's because substance abuse. Though,
and his nipples look 60.
So, he looks great. He also... You see those pictures of him when he was younger. He was twinky as a fuck. He was young.
He was beautiful.
And he was a
twink. He's good looking now, but he was beautiful when he's young. Y'all, and he had that feathered hair.
Yeah.
He lived in a town in Ohio.
Toledo. He was like, something is different about me. Because I want to, like, fuck the grocery delivery boy.
Why am I such a misfit? Why am I such a misfit? Why don't I fit?
My nose is cold. Why don't I fit in? I'll tell you why you're a misfit. You like cock.
Just like that gay Dennis
like
from Rudolph.
Kirby. And I think Rudolph was gay too. Y'all, that's a
we've already ruined
that
this.
That whole special is a gay parable.
If someone remembers what episode we went on to a very gay Rudolph rant, let us know.
It was like a 7-minute rant about dissecting that
We really rewrote it. We really wrote it.
Yukon Cornelius was a leather bear.
He was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, to my butt. Ho!
The bumble was a furry.
Yeah, it's true.
Just dressed up, one of people it's to stick true. Things in its hole.
Mm-hmm. Even Rudolph's dad. Sean, why are you talking like that? This is how you suck a Rudolph dick. Sorry. You know what? We're not going to go into that again.
We're not going to repeat ourselves.
We're going to save that for Christmas time. I'm going to save that.
Save that for a Christmas story by the fire.
Hmm.
That's right. We have Christmas stuff to do this year. I just got excited about Christmas. I don't know.
I got excited too. We should do a Christmas episode.
We weren't together last time, were we? You were gone.
I went to Austin.
Yeah,
last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my dirt.
So anyway. So he really tells this really heartfelt, beautiful story about how he did. Like, he left Ohio. He came out. He realized he was gay. And y'all, Poodle and I were like, remember the first time you went to the gay club?
Yeah.
Where was it?
You're like, I don't know. I think it was.
Oh, I do. Village.
It was in
Dallas.
It was in Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like, it felt liberating but scary at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt like you were doing something wrong or like I worried about somebody catching me.
Yeah, or super transgressive.
I remember feeling like worrying. I was scared if I'd see someone there.
Yeah, kind of.
Even though
I
was out.
I think mine was more like I felt like I was doing something that I was going down a slope that I wouldn't be able to get back on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, because you still feel, even when you come out at first, you still feel a lot of times you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Because when you come out, you guys, or just come out.
We'll talk about this more later.
Anyway, one part of you kind of dies.
You have to grieve the life you thought you were going
to
live.
And you have to kind of grieve that presumed, either even if you come out as bi or that completely heterosexual life, you have to grieve that life. And kind of, it's hard to put that life aside because so many people know you as that life. So
exactly. So,
Your kid comes out to you guys and they have a hard time doing it, and don't make light of it because they're working at it. They're trying the hardest they can.
Just tell them you love them.
Yeah.
No matter what. That's all you need to say. Yeah. People ask that all the time. My kid came out. What do I say?
Yeah.
You just tell them you love them.
And what? Or don't be like some friends and say, oh, I've known forever. Because you can do that where it's funny, but you can all, but just let your kid do their thing.
You know what? I've heard somebody once said, they said, you know, I've always thought you were gay, and I always hoped that you would do this because I think it's so wonderful.
That's different.
That's a great way to say that. If you want to say
like,
you knew all along.
Like, of course I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother knew whenever I'd watch wrestling just a little too long.
Daddy, can I just stay up one more hour and watch the Von Erichs? They're fighting the T-Birds.
Oh, God.
T-Birds.
Or the Freebirds. They were the Freebirds. Come at me if y'all remember the Von Erichs.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't trash to watch wrestling.
Oh, I loved wrestling. Loved it.
Wrestling.
That's what I said. Anyway, y'all.
So he came out in an 8-page letter to his family, and he said, and the mom just says, "You're fine. Don't worry about it."
You're worried. Yeah, don't worry. I was reading. You said,
oh,
don't
you're
worry.
Worried. What'd
yeah.
I say?
No,
you're
you
fine.
Said it. You said it.
Okay.
I was just reading at the same time, and I said it out loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
his dad was fine, too. I thought it was wonderful and beautiful. And then I kind of have to say, y'all, Kenny or Kenneth, he's kind of a badass because he came out in the 80s, and then he decided in the 80s and 90s.
Probably the 90s, it looks like.
But still, this was not... He like,
wanted
I'm
to
have
kids.
Kids.
And you couldn't do that in Florida, in vitro, without unless you were married. And so he got into a sham marriage with a female friend, had in vitro, and he made clear, we know, nope, all medical. Didn't tap that.
Didn't tap that.
So yeah, he's kind of a... He's very bold, this one.
He's a little trailblazer. And
I'm kind of turned on by him.
Can't you just be? Oh God! Can't you just?
You know what? If things don't work grateful. Out with Armando, call me, Kenny.
God, please. Just be grateful that he's someone blazing a trail.
I'm
for
follow him on Instagram and send him a DM.
Kenneth, we're not interviewing you. So if he says he wants to interview you,
I can interview you after 9.
Skype him.
The name is PianoCat77.
Kenneth, don't let him contact
you. Clothing optional.
Nope, don't respond, Kenneth. Don't respond.
So I wouldn't want to mess up what they have, though.
You live for messing up relationships.
I actually like Armando a lot, though.
I do, too. I like him a lot.
Now, if I could be the third, it would be okay.
That's fine if they both agree to it. If you want to sleep with somebody Armando. On 9... Oh, Jesus. So... He has a son who looks so much like him.
Yeah.
His son's cute.
And then triplets.
Triplets.
I wonder, were fertility drugs involved? Because triplets without fertility drugs...
had to be.
Yeah.
Had to be. But it doesn't really say, I'm interested, but it's not really the point of the show. Does he co-parent or did he raise these kids?
We do not know.
Dad?
We do not know.
I'm interested in that. But anyway, I just put all caps, good on him.
And then he's had some long-term relationships, you guys. But then he met one night Armando. And Armando was checking all his boxes. He was 31, Mexican. He's young. They met on a gay parent. What are you singing?
Whoa, Mexico. Oh. You sound so sweet. Let me suck that hoe.
Okay.
Sorry. I love James Taylor.
I'm sure he would approve of that lyric.
I'm sure he would.
So they met on a gay parenting website. Armando's nerdy cute, y'all. He's adorable.
He's adorable. He's this is kind of what...
Those are the kind of guys I went through in my 20s. Now I'm going to go for people like Kenny. Now I'll just break Armando.
It's true.
I'd sit on him and he would go, "Ow, I'm getting..." I'm like, "So what? Shut up. You're going to like it."
I got to applaud TLC for the casting on this because, again, I love that. Again, I love that because I'm thinking, y'all, I mean, we just talked about this on Cray Cray. That tell-all, highest rated show on television of all like television. So 90
Boy, that just tells you we've got nothing to do.
90 Fuck. Days a hit. But I love that a lot of people in America that maybe don't know gay people are looking at this and thinking, two gay men met on a parenting website.
That, you know,
just
what?
The way I meet
people.
That is
a great way to think about that.
On my parenting. And like, really, because some people still, even in this country, it's hard for them to think. Are they
gay people raising children?
Or they think straight people, a man and a woman, is a better way to raise a marriage, raise kids. And I'm telling you now, in the word on sort, taking a Sordid Lives quote, it's not.
The most important thing, you guys, is that parents love each other and love their children.
And if it's one parent, great.
Yeah.
If it's two parents, great. If it's three, because you're in a throuple, that's weird.
You'd have a lot to explain to your child.
No, no, I'm kidding. If that's five that you want to do,
well, that would take that would take a lot of explanation.
I started to feel bad that what's her name from Drag Race went home the first week.
Brittany, the one just now? Derek Barry.
Derek Barry. I was like, oh, poor Derek. And then when it said a video from Derek's boyfriends, and I went, wait. He's in a thruple.
He's in a thruple.
You know what? You can't have it all. You've already got that. You're fine. You're fine. Go the fuck home, Derek Barry.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, as someone who has been messed around with people in open relationships or asked to be their third, run. This drama.
By the way, y'all.
I mean, I think it can be handled. It just has to be handled like you're dealing with plutonium.
It's hard enough to be in one relationship with one person.
Yeah. The communication has to be so transparent, you guys.
Yeah.
Because people do get jealous.
By the way, y'all, the new All-Stars Drag Race is...
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's good. Watch that shit.
I actually was clapping, like, at home.
I knew you would clap because... Jujubee is the best reader
she's
at
best
library
reader ever. She sang so well.
I love Jujubee.
Me too.
Anyway,
I hope she wins this.
I hope she wins.
Sure. Yeah,
I want her to win too.
Yeah. But...
Or I wouldn't mind. Bam,
Alexis Mateo.
Also, God, Ricky Martin. He just never loses it.
Okay. He looks fantastic.
Y'all, he was a guest judge on Drag
Doesn't
Race.
Doesn't look any different.
No.
And we've said before, y'all, that Livin' La Vida Loca video changed us, like my molecular structure.
He can maneuver my menudo.
Like when they put that wax on his open chest.
Wow, someone's really descriptive right now. I know when
and it was a girl,
your...
but I assumed it was me. And my grandmother's like watching it. What's going on there? It's fine, Biba.
It's fine, Biba.
Don't turn that channel.
Jaybird, why are you wearing a towel on your head and speaking Spanish?
Como se dice, I'm fine, Biba. Anyway.
I'm living la vida loca.
So they met on this website, and then he had a trip to Los Angeles, and Armando lives kind of in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico. And so they decided to meet up, and they just had a really good time.
And fucked all night.
And they fucked all night, had gay sex till it wasn't tied, fucked all night.
Wow. I loved how committed that was. So I gotta give that to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So they fucked all night, y'all. I'm gonna have some opinions on who's top and who's bottom later. I'm not certain yet.
I think they mix it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have some thoughts. I think they do mix it up, but I have some thoughts. I need to, like Jane Goodall, I have to collect evidence.
Which, by the way, I'm surprised that you haven't talked about anybody's penis yet on this show.
No one's standing out to me yet.
Not even Yazan?
Actually, Yazan's.
Okay,
yeah.
There we are.
Yazan's penis.
It's huge, isn't it?
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's not huge. Surprisingly, there's not a lot of big dick on this season.
Okay.
Yet. Kenny's is okay. It's nothing to write home about. Armando's... It's fine. Yeah.
What about Baby?
Baby?
Whatever his name is, he goes by Baby. Bing what, from
oh,
Ethiopia.
Oh, I haven't seen him enough of him.
I haven't really seen him. Yeah, we don't know. Just pictures.
Yeah.
So you really do have to see Big Dick Face in person.
Yeah, I need to get three angles at least.
Yeah, 3D, more of a 3D kind of thing. I get that.
3D, my eyes go...
Reading, please stay still. Please
processing,
stay still. Processing.
Big dick.
Anyway, so
that was the readout of the paper. So very good.
It was. Let's. I say just to kind of finish this, not finish it up now, but let's kind of talk about Kenny and the rest of his situation, and then we'll move on to Armando.
That's
so
what I was going
to
do.
Because Kenny's got he has four kids. One daughter still lives with him. And he's a grandfather, y'all.
Yeah.
So cute little boy.
Can you imagine if that was your grandfather? Daddy. Granddaddy.
Okay. All right. Wow.
I think I dated a guy who was 56 And he looked good, did not look as good as Kenny, though.
I will tell y'all this, though, y'all. Sex with a 50-year-old man.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Woo!
They take, first of all,
they
y'all.
They take their time.
They take their time. They are confident.
They make it a moment.
They're going to get what they need from you.
But oftentimes, they want to make sure you get what you need
time,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They realize that sex is a two-way contact
it's
sport.
True.
Two-way contact.
Anywho.
Wow, I just went to a place.
I know. I'm uncomfortable, so I'm going to back away.
Well, I think I left a wet spot on your couch.
Yeah, I'm going to clean that up later. I knew I should have scotch guarded this thing. So we find out that, like, he is going away. He's selling his house. And with this purple-haired real estate agent, whose her hair matches her clothes. I wonder if she has a different outfit for every wig she has.
I loved her. Her name is Sabine.
Of course it is.
Sabine is fun, y'all. She is that lady at bingo that is always going to be happy for whoever wins. You know what I mean? Sabine is that lady who goes.
She can still talk tough to you, though.
But she goes to her friends' comedy shows and she still laughs.
She does.
She probably has to have a little bit of a Chardonnay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
She laughs, though.
So basically she's saying, you know, it's Mexico's not very progressive like Florida is.
It's interesting. Kenneth is going to be fine money-wise. He's a property manager. Yeah. And
he can kind of do what he needs to do.
And also,
over there.
I've learned, because I had a friend who thought he almost had it now. When we went to Mexico City, he met this guy there, and they started dating for a while. And that you can make a pretty decent living doing property management stuff in Mexico in coastal towns through Airbnbs and stuff like that.
Like on the trip you took?
Yeah. One of my friends totally... my friend Michael, but not Michael.
Oh,
not Bellavia. You don't know him.
Okay,
I don't think you know Michael. Kent.
He just met them, and then just
actually, we were at the gay bar, and one of the gay bars, and I was talking to this guy, and he was a nice guy, and we were just. It was very nice to go to bars in Mexico because men would just talk to you, not wanting to fuck you, just chat.
Sounds like a snooze. I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with this kind of behavior.
My friend, he really got a different side of it. Because when I talked to him, I said, what a nice, mild-mannered guy. And then later on, I saw that guy just wearing a harness. And they were having still a conversation. Anyway, they dated for 6 months back and forth.
Wow.
He almost was a 90-day fiancé.
6 months? Wow.
Well, no, they didn't.
Oh, I see.
They broke up. But anyway, property management. But so like,
you'd think you'd have to be together for a certain amount of time. Although it didn't happen for Robert and Annie. I feel like that, because that's the reason long distance is you start a relationship when you're in the same place.
Well, he also would see, he was kind of in career paths and he was thinking, maybe I'll move to Mexico. Because a lot of Americans do move to Mexico still because it's inexpensive to live and it's not
so
that far from
works
family.
Remotely?
Yeah. And if you. That. You know,
I get it.
A lot of people go live in Cabo now.
I got it.
So anyway, he's going to go do that, but he's leaving Madison and
his grandson, Cooper.
I don't mean to be judgy, but Madison was obviously very upset, but she was like, you're just like the father of him, and you're every day in his life.
But,
and I was like, bitch, you grown.
Yeah, but...
You grown.
I agree. I agree, but this is the acting out. This is the emotional part of it. She had to say these things because she's feeling these things. I get it. Of course,
that's
she's
true.
I mean, can you imagine? You're giving up everything, and also there's a part of a kid, a kid that you raise that says you should always be here because you will die before me and you will be in my life.
No,
there is a childhood thing. So
it's harder when a parent moves away. Yeah.
In a way, this is not what's happening, but when a parent chooses their own happiness over their children, which kind of rocks the child's world.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
I understand why she was like that. Now, not to say that he's not right for wanting to have happiness.
No, he raised his kids. He's done.
But everything in her is telling no, you don't get to tell me when you get to leave because you're my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also, who knows, maybe they eventually want to move from Mexico back to the U.S. Who knows? That could be a long-term plan.
The ethos of Toe, y'all, is all about, I'm leaving, I'm never coming back. Though, that's kind of what they're supposed to say.
But
it makes the stakes higher.
They're
I know.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. But I'm saying that's what they're supposed to tell everybody.
They're going to end up living in Southern California. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, maybe they'll love Mexico. I'm not digging Mexico at all. Anyway, so that's basically where Kenny, he was very emotional and very crying. It was very moving.
Yeah, he was breaking down. Yeah, it was, because he realized, too, that guilt he feels that he's leaving his kids. He's leaving his grandkids.
It's not necessarily his first choice, but he gets that, like, but it's interesting because Armando, it'll be interesting to see their journey. I hope they make it because he's going to leave his family.
Yeah.
And bring his daughter. And it's not like he has to stay in Mexico for the mother of his child.
No.
So we're going to talk about that. So,
and let's talk about Armando.
Let's talk about Armando.
So I want to just point out right away, these two people could not be at more different places in their lives.
That's very true.
So to me, it's not the age difference that's going to get them. It's the life experience and where they are in their lives.
Hmm.
If things don't go the way they want them to. Armando's experienced almost nothing of this.
That's true. I don't know if maybe it's because Kenneth had... Because he has kids that seem, and they're, like, the youngest one seems what? Like, she seems young, like 24.
He had two longtime partners before this.
So, but I'm thinking, like, if he's 57, so he waited. So I was going to say he had fun when he was young and then had kids kind of like mid-30s.
Yep.
So.
And y'all, he had fun.
that cute thing. She had fun.
She had fun. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Armando, he lives in Mexico, in San Felipe, Mexico.
He's the pet resort owner, which is the first one I've ever heard of.
It's a really cute pet resort. His sister is a dog groomer there. He owns.
I want to go to a pet resort for people.
Well, I just would love to go pet a bunch of schnauzers right now.
You need to calm down with your dog. Frenzy.
I'm wanting a puppy right now.
You don't want a puppy.
I want a puppy. I want a rescue dog, but I want a dog. If I brought
I will not let you get a puppy.
He'll get angry if I brought
it.
Because here's the deal with Poodle. Poodle doesn't want a puppy because the puppy will pee everywhere. But once he sees the puppy and smells the puppy breath, he'll fall in love with it.
But no, I have no problem with you getting a dog. I will not let you get a puppy.
But if I brought him a puppy, he would fall in love with it.
Oh, I would.
Because...
And I would say, take this back. Or... When can I absorb its essence?
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, y'all, Armando's cute. He's nerdy cute. He learned English by going to a bilingual school. He speaks perfect English.
And then watching TV. And his sister learned from watching TV and going to school. He lives, his shop is on his parents' property. He lives close to them, like 12 meters.
6-year-old daughter named Hannah. And he had a relationship with the mother. Then they were married for 8 years. And so when he got married, he was 19.
Yes.
Maybe he was even 17, 16 or 16 or 17 because the mother's been dead.
We don't do math.
Anyway, so they got together. He basically told his wife in a conservative Mexican culture, I'm gay.
Well, let's backtrack.
Yeah.
When he was 19, 18, he told his family then that he was gay. And they all...
This was after...
Oh, wait. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Let me keep going.
Wrong gay person.
So he had a relationship with the mother. And then after he told his wife... And then
the wife brought the in wife his own mother.
Outed him
to his...
Which, y'all, that was just disastrous. And even when you're hurt, I get it. You want to out someone. You want to get back at them.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, that's destroying someone's life.
It can be. I mean, I was outed, but in a much different circumstance. And I'm not but like,
I'm
it
saying
wasn't to my mother.
This was an attempt to destroy someone's life.
That's kind of what we got. It was.
And then he was pushed back into the closet.
We think maybe she was just grieving and she told him that. What I was going to say, this is what I thought of. Armando really talked about how he really wanted to be, and I'm going to say this, it's not what we think, but it's saying like a thing. He wanted to be a man, and a man marries a woman,
yeah,
especially in Mexican culture. He talks about this. Y'all, there's this word used, if you're new, that's in like a lot of Latin cultures. It's called machismo. And
right,
it's this idea that like, because there's even some places in Latin American, Central American, even some in South American culture, this the idea of machismo all kind of reigns in that.
Right.
And there's even some men, like men that are gay will be made fun of much more if they're a bottom or a receptive partner.
Yeah.
Where men's that are,
men's.
The Williams.
Where men that are tops.
Active partners are.
They're more, quote unquote, seen as a higher on the status.
But, yeah.
They're all gay. They're all real good.
So anyway, this is a thing I remember too, just from having friends. We've had friends just being from LA that are Latin, and also having clients. Like,
there's a big binary in the Latino LGBT community.
I thought it was like, oh, okay, so it's just harder coming out. And then once I started working with clients and learned about it, it's a big fucking deal. And
and
we're gonna see this.
That's why I'm gonna think about this top bottom thing. There's a lot to process.
So, anyway.
I know that the who's the top, who's the bottom is the least interesting of all of them. I just need to find out.
Oh, God. You're not going to have sex with either of them.
I'll talk to Ken on his Instagram.
Maybe I'll make sure you're blocked. You won't speak to him for the 90 Day Gays account. Follow us at 90 Day Gays on Instagram and Twitter.
Anyway, so.
So, anyway, he told his wife. The wife told the mother. It was this. He went back in the closet.
Yeah.
And he didn't marry the wife. They stayed divorced. He went back in the closet. And then like 3 months after he told his ex-wife,
she died in a car accident.
She died in a car accident.
Can you imagine that guilt?
This is like a Southern story.
I agree. And that's why I feel like he, at this age, has had to deal with so much.
So I wonder if it is, maybe he's not the same age as Kenneth, but like maturity-wise, if he's on a different... That they meet somewhere in that.
Maybe.
And he said, so that's why he went on the parenting group, is because he couldn't talk about being a gay parent to anyone in his life.
Right.
And he's been living this secret and not telling any of his family. And so that's where he met Kenneth.
I totally agree with you that maybe he is. There's no experience for a life lived, though. And also, there's no experience getting over trauma than a life lived.
No, but...
And I feel like Armando's had a lot of trauma.
Yeah, but trauma also... Trauma can stunt you or propel you.
I agree.
And so we don't know where he is on that yet.
He basically is going to... His family has no idea, and he's going to live, they're going to go to La Mission, which is 4 hours away, and live together with their daughter.
And we also have to say
his daughter.
He, when his wife died, like, it was still his best friend and the one person who kind of, I guess, talked. Okay, so he said that was really hard. So, yes, that is his plan. He is going to go to La Mission.
La Mission.
La Mission, which is, so he's on.
La Mission. La Mission.
La Mission, yeah. He's on the east side of the Baja Peninsula, and I think it's on the Pacific side. So it's basically on the other side. It's 4 hours away from his family. It's like Kim from Cray Cray said, it's like a 30-minute drive from San Diego.
Yeah.
That's actually where they end up moving, San Diego.
Yeah. And he told his parents, you guys, that a documentary is going to be talking about Mexican life.
They
don't even know
anything.
So, I mean, I understand that we need to... We tell ourselves these stories and able to live, and
we do.
But I get it. He's going to have to tell these people probably in the next episode or so what's going to happen.
You know what? So he's going to tell them in the next episode. I'm sure he's going to tell. He's only going to give them like 2 days notice.
And he has to tell them the following things. He has to tell them he's gay.
He's gay, even though they didn't want to.
He's moving.
He's moving.
He's moving with a man.
Man, and he's taking their grandchild with him.
He's taking their grandchild with him.
4 hours away.
Woo!
And, which, 4 hours, I don't know how.
That's a quadruple nut Sunday, y'all.
That is. And so to practice, he tells his sister this first. Oh.
And we were talking about this with Cray Cray earlier today. And Kyle said this might have been the most emotional scene he's ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé. In all the franchises.
I agree.
I was broken by this scene, and I cried when I watched it.
It was very emotional.
Yeah. Mostly because of her and their dialogue back and forth.
Basically,
I could see a lot of, in my own experience, and just experiences of LGBT people I know and their families.
Because she really, he said, do you remember when you, what you said to me when I first came out?
Ugh.
And she told him that he had a demon inside her.
Demon inside you.
And that it was the devil, and that she couldn't.
And then he laid in the desert and wanted to die.
And then he ran as fast as he could, for as long as he could, and he laid in the desert hoping for something to bite him.
To eat him, yeah.
Kill him. Y'all, because they have shit in the Baja Peninsula. That's
true.
That desert is brutal in the middle. So, and so he tells his sister this, and she just, she, what broke my heart of all of this, his sister at first looked like a little child that was shamed.
Yeah.
Like she was looking down, couldn't even look at him in the eye. And she, I was surprised. She told him, she said, I love you. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, she didn't really say, I accept you.
Well, here's what she said. The problem was you showed us someone you... This is what I was talking about by the life dying.
Yeah.
She's like, with telling us what you told us, you showed us something different.
She said that you got married to a woman and you we thought that you like almost like you led us on.
Yeah.
Which she's thinking of her experience.
Yeah,
and
she's
it's
making
not,
it about, yeah.
I have had
some feeling they're kind of codependent. With each other.
And I've had some people say to me when I first came out, but you dated a girl, like, why did you do that? And I think that's, we're using this word a lot right now.
Yeah, because you
didn't know. Well, using this word a lot, so don't be triggered by it, but that is speaking from a place of privilege.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to decide when you're straight. You know you're straight.
And because you guys...
You know you fit
having
in.
Having a girlfriend or a boyfriend for LGBT people is agency. That means you're safe. And it means you're normal.
It means you're not. It means things like, I get emotional just thinking about it. It means you're not going to get beat up.
Yep.
It means that you're not going to, because especially when you're thinking this, it means you're going to be able to be a, this is what I thought.
Yeah.
It means I'm going to be able to be a father.
Uh-huh.
It means I'm going to be able to make more money.
Yeah, like your life doesn't have to die.
It means I'm not going to burn in hell for eternity. Mm-hmm. It means I'm not going to die
well,
of AIDS.
Too late.
That's what I thought.
Too late, because you're going to do that.
I'm going to do all that. But so there's this idea. So when you think, it's different now. But in America, back when we were younger, but in most parts of the world, and I feel bad saying this, but you will do anything not to have to come out.
Yeah, because...
You will do anything to fit in.
Your life is going to die, and all your relationships you have with people are going to change.
And that is why it's so important. That's why, even though the last like four episodes weren't that great, that's why like Jake and I think both...
Weren't that great is an understatement.
we love Will and Grace so much.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about Before the 90s.
No, but like...
No, I agree.
We love Will and Grace so much, and I know some people have problems with it now or whatever, but for us,
it needed to be there.
It came out in 1998, and it was hope for us.
Yeah, and the younger generation of LGBT folks.
And at least in America, have so many more role models.
Yeah, and they have a lot of bones to pick with Will and Grace, and I'm just like, honey, that was in the 90s. That was the best we had.
That was all we had.
Yeah, so
you don't... You don't remember that. And so anyway, I just say that's why it is so important wherever you are in your life to be a role model, because these people see this and it changes their experience,
right?
Because it gives them someone to look to.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have, and Armando didn't have that.
No.
Think how many famous Mexican gay people do y'all know?
Very few.
Very few. Mm-hmm. So it's still something that needs to be brought to life there. And I actually think it's smart. I remember in doing like counseling when I did Trevor Project and stuff, sometimes kids would be like, well, I'm leaving on Monday, but I'm going to tell, or I'm leaving on this day, but I'm going to give my parents a month notice. And they would tell me about their life and the abuse and stuff going on.
And you're like,
I said, no, you call them afterwards or you tell them the day of when you get in the car. There's something about, I can't judge him for that because I think it's his safety and he needs to worry about his safety now emotionally.
No, I was just amazed by how many things he was having to tell them in one day.
I didn't feel like you were judging at all. it was a lot.
Like I was just he was like, I gotta tell him this. And I'm like, ooh.
Anyway, y'all, we're invested.
I gotta tell you, after what we were put through by this past season of these human pieces of trash on before the 90 season.
You know, if Kenny fucks over Armando,
everyone cares. The exception being the really problematic one that is next. It's either going to be Brittany or this chick, y'all. Although there is one white guy with a Colombian girl later who we haven't seen.
Colombian woman.
And then Jihoon and Devin, who we already know.
Y'all, we have Ariella.
Who I called Ariella.
She's from Princeton, New Jersey. She's 28 years old.
Which, I don't know if you've been to Princeton, y'all. It ain't cheap. She's a cardiologist's daughter. She came from money.
They were showing like the town, I was like, what the fuck town is this? It looks like those pretty parts of Disneyland.
Yep. This girl
doesn't look like Oklahoma with a cow in somebody's yard.
This girl don't grow up poor.
Nobody had a bathtub in their front yard.
No. So we talked a little bit about this on Cray Cray. This girl, her kind of, you know, if you're born into a little bit of privilege, which seems like is what happened here. She went to Argentina when she was young.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I'll marry the first man I meet there.
Cause he's got a huge dick and nice eyelashes. He went down on me. I won't keep my distance.
Oh, you can find that some of the lashes. That's a tough rhyme. Ooh.
It's a tough rhyme.
I can't.
You'll think of it tonight when you're
reduced
laying in
bed. Reduced me to ashes. Not good. No. Anyway.
Y'all, her first husband is
Leandro was gorgeous.
Y'all,
Argentine.
Find him
people.
On Instagram and let gorgeous. Us know.
So she was 17. She went and married this man. Stayed married to him for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we said this before. This is total an act of rebellion.
We said this a lot on Cray Cray.
Yeah,
and we've decided between us and Cray Cray,
this is going to be.
She's got daddy issues.
More than that. This is going to be the one people are not going to like. This girl's going to be really divisive.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about her and give you all some background. So she's 17. So she learned Spanish. She met him there. They were married. They got married 6 months later, but they've been separated for the last 3 years and got divorced.
Yeah.
So she said when they got divorced, she was like. She's like 27. She looks older than she is.
She a little bit. She went wild.
She went and explored.
And she went to Ethiopia and she met this guy named Biniam, who they also call Baby.
They also call Baby.
Who's a dancer, choreographer, and
he looks pretty hot.
He looks
really, really hot.
Okay, calm down.
Ugh.
Your plantation complex is very
disturbing. No, I don't mean that. I just mean he's hot and he's got nice nipples.
Anyway, so he...
He needs a dancer, which means he can fuck. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, that was gross.
You know, I had to listen to you talk about Kenny, so you're fine.
So anyway, so she's trying to break it off, and he wants to date her, and then, of course, she winds up pregnant.
She got knocked up, y'all. She got knocked out.
So she's come back to the U.S. for prenatal care, which is a privileged thing to be able to do anyway. Have the best prenatal care paid for by her family.
Literally some of the best in the country.
Yeah. And she's at prenatal yoga.
So she's working. She's a freelance writer, works for her dad. She's at prenatal
freelance
yoga.
Freelance writer.
No,
again.
They don't make money.
Well.
They can.
They can.
They actually can. I know, actually, I know like three freelance
make
money. REL doesn't make money. That's the point of
it. The thing is, it has nothing to do with being a freelance writer. How do I say this?
Oh, God. Usually when Poodle says, how do I say this, means I have to edit it.
A freelance writer usually means that you have options.
Yeah.
It's not your only option. In other words, you have things to fall back on.
Yes.
You have either a trust fund or you have someone who will catch you.
We think she's a trust fund kid.
Yep.
We think that she, everything, because...
She gives it off, too.
It's just,
she annoys the fuck out of me, too, just to get that out there.
I can't get past, I said this, and nobody else is going to care, her choice of eyeshadow with no eyeliner.
This really bothered you.
Y'all, if you're wearing light pink eyeshadow, wear a fucking good dark brown eyeliner and some mascara to balance out. Otherwise, it looks like you look tired. You look tired.
But, you know, the most important thing,
Put on eyeshadow and not put an eyeliner on. It's a picture without a frame, y'all.
Anywho.
Or at least a good dark mascara.
So they're in prenatal yoga, and everyone's talking, and her friend is like, yeah, I'm so happy to have like the best doctors in the world and blah, blah, blah. She's like, what's your labor plan? She's like, I'm going to Ethiopia to have the baby there. Silence. Everyone was like, okay.
Oh, and even the prenatal yoga, y'all, and the yoga teachers, they can accept everything. Yep. She even was kind of like, oh.
And then there was a woman in the corner who's like, oh my God, I'm so glad I came to this. I came here so I could get this.
She's like, I came from Japan.
I mean, but like, who am I to judge?
Yeah, I came from Japan because they don't have, get all the medicine you need there. And here, it's fine. Oh, I guess I shouldn't have said that. That was my favorite part.
We also find out that it's not that she can't get an epidural. It's just that they don't have the medicine. They don't have the drug. And I'm not saying anyone who is pregnant has to get an epidural. If you're listening to Smothered, we're talking a lot about that because Cher's mother wants her to have natural childbirth.
It's also, too, they bring up the mortality rate.
Yeah.
We're not dogging Ethiopia. If you had a baby in Ethiopia, you've been born in Ethiopia, that's great. We're just saying that the mortality rate of babies born there is much higher,
higher
than here.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about that more in depth than Cray Cray. Y'all can listen to that on our free
and
Patreon.
And her reasoning about having the baby in Ethiopia is so the father can see the baby being born.
Which is admirable. I would think, you know, it was pretty pathetic when Ji-hoon was just looking at his fucking Skype.
Yeah. Let's look back in history of what's happened, how this has worked, though. We've had Devin, Tiffany, and this is the one girl, one woman. They've all flown back to have their babies.
We'll see. You know, her mom is a nurse, and... which we're going to talk about that in a bit.
And her mom is going with her to Ethiopia.
She is. Her mom has decided to go
Thank God.
I think...
Because y'all, Ariella does not have sense to know what's going on.
We think that... I don't think she's dumb. I think she's just really naive.
She's trying to get back at her family.
Really entitled. And y'all, we think she has a little bit of Tania complex where she always wants to be different.
Yep. And she always wants to be right.
She always wants to be different. And like, she doesn't need the world to validate her because she's going to do something cool.
Yeah. Y'all, this girl's got Tania all over her, which is why she rattles me. She rattles my cage.
I know. He doesn't even want to talk about it. I can tell he's like, wants to just
finish
up.
I don't like her.
But she...
Ugh.
Yeah, she... I just want to... Something that I do kind of respect. The way she met... What's his name again?
Binion.
She said, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? And I went, that is a Poodle Boudreaux line.
Hey, haven't I seen you before?
I mean.
Maybe you got one of those faces. Haven't we met before?
Maybe you got one of those dicks.
Maybe I've seen you on the apps before. Look familiar. You sure we've never been out?
Poodle says that shit all the time. I've heard him.
So the other concern we have is we don't know if there's going to be if she has to have a C-section, any of this stuff is fully available.
He can't come over here, by the way.
No.
They discussed him coming over here, but I guess immigration's not easy with Ethiopia right now.
I don't know.
So we don't know. I'm guessing. So he can't, whatever it is, he can't come over here right now.
It's, I'm going to have problems with this bitch. I'm throwing it out there right now.
Here's the thing that bothered me. Her mom knows she has chosen to have prenatal care in fucking Princeton, New Jersey, and tells her doctor 5 days before she's leaving. What really pissed me off, it actually made me angry for the welfare of her child.
Yeah.
Her doctor could have helped her look at medical facilities, contacted other doctors. He could have set things. Doctors would be an advocate for you.
I think all of this was sprung on the parents about a week ago.
I think so, too. And you know what? They're so used to just having her spring shit on them their whole lives.
Guess what? I'm getting married. I'm 17 and we're in love.
Because her mom is, y'all, her mom, Janice, is an emergency and trauma
nurse.
She's
seen some shit.
Y'all, hands up for our nurses, all of you right now,
our
medical.
Our essential workers.
But emergency and, emergency and trauma nurses, they're not shy about fucking anything.
No.
The shit they've seen up people's assholes. Y'all.
Million to one shock, doc.
Come at us. If you're a trauma nurse, come at us the shit you've seen in someone's asshole.
Give us a DM and give us the most ridiculous shit you've seen.
We'll shout you out on the show. Or even better, if you're, because we only had one this week. If you're on the Gatreon $15 tier, Spotlight, sissy, Spotlight.
Thank you for saying that correctly.
You could call and leave a 1-minute voicemail and be in our Sissy Spotlight, and we'll play you on the show.
We're going to play the winner right after this.
Not on this episode. We're paying on Tell All Part 2.
Oh, never mind. We've already done
it.
Poodle
doesn't know where he is.
Anyway,
I think that's basically all I have.
That's Toe, y'all. I'm excited.
I am too. We still have to meet the guy who marries a Colombian girl.
Yeah, and we're going to meet Jihoon and Devin if you haven't already met them.
And I think
from
that's
season
it,
one.
Right?
Yep.
I feel like they have less couples and it's better.
It's much better.
It's better. We're going to have more people. So, y'all, we're ready. So,
we had 8 couples for Before the 90 Days.
It's too much.
8. Well, we had Yolanda. We had 1.5.
Yeah.
Yolanda and, quote, Williams. Basically, Yolanda and her daughter, Kara.
I still want them to interview the guy who was all his pictures, like this Italian guy, to be
he
like,
he can't be bothered.
Hey, I don't know.
He can't be bothered. I'm a homosexual.
I suck at the dick.
No, because that guy was gay.
Suck at the dick.
That guy who was in Williams' pictures was gay.
Rima the batta. La butta la rimiere.
Okay.
My Italian is spot on.
Y'all, anyway, that's the show.
You can go to 90daygays.com.
.com.
90daygays.com for all our other shows. You can also jump on our Gatreon. We're doing all the fun stuff there that we talked about. All 3 tiers are available for you. We're going to be having a YouTube Live for a $15
tier
at the end of this month coming up. Anything else? Merch? We got our merch there.
Merch on the website, 90daygays.com.
90daygays.com. And you can come at us on Cameo.
Come at us on Cameo. At Jake It or Fake It.
And at the Matt Marr. All those links are down below. Last but not least, y'all, sign up for the newsletter. That's the best way that you can keep track of all this shit that you forget and we don't remember. It's all going to be
your little column.
Yeah,
this week.
Madeline's Muddlings. I don't know what we're calling it.
Maddie's Musings.
That's it. What am I going to muse about?
I don't know. I talked about things to do during pandemic.
What's the use of wondering?
I got to pee.
Poodle's about to piss his pants, y'all. We call these people lonely. Because Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes. And if you yes.
God damn it, don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up.
And if you
don't fuck this up.
And if you decide to ship your girlfriend back over after finding out you had an arranged marriage. call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.